So here's the question. In the print and packaging supply chain, how do we deliver new ideas and innovative practices to continually improve your profit, your brand, and your quality? Welcome to the Gamut Podcast, and I am your host, Jeff Collins, Director of Print Technologies for ID Alliance. We are a nonprofit global think tank serving the graphic communications industry with 12 offices strategically located around the world to better support our membership. You can support the Gamut Podcast and content like this by becoming a member at ID Alliance by going to www.idalliance.org. This episode's sponsor is Drupa, the number one trade fair for printing technologies, held from April 20th to April 30th, 2021 in Dusseldorf, Germany. With 1,800 exhibitors from more than 50 nations and 260,000 visitors from around the world, Drupa underscores that it's the most relevant and important platform for the global print industry. The event is renowned for its wide range of products and international reach, reflecting the status of the industry with the latest technologies and trends. The motto for the 11-day event is Embrace the Future, focusing on education, engagement, and entertainment in an inspiring atmosphere. In a time of continuous change and transformation, Drupa 2020 is the industry's must-attend event. It provides guidance, important stimulus for sustainable and future-oriented business models, and offers a unique setting for networking. Drupa 2020 will be accompanied by a high-caliber ancillary program with renowned international speakers and the special forums Drupa Cube, Drupa DNA, Touchpoint Packaging, and Touchpoint 3D Fab plus Print. These will provide crucial information and inspiration. Visit the Drupa website at www.drupa.com for the latest exhibitor list, news, and tickets at reduced rates. On today's Gamma Podcast, we're speaking with Victor Lazieri. He's the business manager for Barbieri Products at Color Concepts. Victor studied logistics and production engineering at the Politecnico di Torino in Italy, and he joined Barbieri back in 2011. And at Color Concepts, Victor develops business for Barbieri solutions and workflows for the North American market. And Barbieri is an international operating manufacturer and supplier of intelligent color measurement systems that ensure the highest image quality for professional digital printing. And Barbieri is the color measurement market leader for large format, flatbed, and industrial printing. Good morning, Victor. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Great to have you on today and look forward to talking to you about Barbieri.
It's a pleasure meeting you guys. I feel like it's long overdue to speak, and already being in touch with some of your colleagues, but yeah.
Absolutely, Victor, and it's wonderful to have you on to talk about Barbieri, the company, and great, interesting, wonderful history, family-owned business. And I would also like to mention that the devices that Barbieri manufactures really takes the user into account as far as its feature sets, very differentiating features, things that make it easy to use the instruments.
Yeah, we are very proud hearing that. But of course, we still feel like we just began our journey. So still a lot of work to do. But mm-hmm. It's always good that people definitely see the need in this particular features we have, and I do believe the market is not gigantic. We know most customers, but it's good to be on the upper end of the market. Yes,
Victor, if you would tell us a little bit about Barbieri and the history of the company as a family-owned business in a very focused market, focused area of technology.
To tell a little bit about the history, so the company is well over 30 years old. Was founded here in Italy in the nice town of Brixen, which is well known across the world, even though it's a small town, but it's a good. And
what part of Italy, for our listeners that may not know exactly where, you're in the Alps, correct?
Yeah, definitely in the heart of the Alps, mm-hmm. in the very north part of Italy. So we combine very good features of the Italian culture with some influence of the cross-border culture of Austria and Germany. So we are very, mm-hmm. Very interesting group of people.
Right.
And we made ourselves known, as I would say, we are very strong in building technology and having innovative ideas with also nice, interesting skills in manufacturing and handcrafting. So whatever mm-hmm. we do, we always focus on having good quality, very customer oriented, so that if the customer takes our product in hand, he feels like, wow, I really have something special.
Yes.
This is something made with love.
Wonderfully.
And the company Barbieri was founded by the senior Mr. Barbieri and then followed by his two sons who are now in charge of the company, and they were always in the field of measurement technologies. Started out with building densitometers, and then around the year 2000 switched to the spectrophotometry, and the company always listened very carefully what's happening in the market, so they understood, mm-hmm. okay, this might be our niche to go into, and started to developing this, as we know today, the Spectro LFB in its yes. first version, and made themselves a well-known name and built a brand that is well-known across the globe. So that's about the history. The focus is always to be very, very professional. So if a customer has a Barbieri, he should feel like, okay, yeah, there is a company behind that helps in case I have some issues. This is something I need. I want to be more professional. I want to use all the little tricks and tools that are possible today, and I need a well engineered equipment to perform, mm-hmm. and that's the Barbieri. That's the Barbieri device. We have various customers in various fields of application, going mm-hmm. from, of course, the design and display market, where customers might do prints for, I don't know, for trade show, for whatever. But we have also customers in the textile market, in the ceramics market. Whenever there's a color critical application, whenever the customer is aware that he needs to perform and repeat color, then this is potentially our customer. And we right. want to give him the right tools to fulfill the job and to make his or her customers very happy.
Now, what are some of the core solutions, just in a nutshell, and some of the unique or clever features that Barbieri brings to those products that may differentiate you from other solutions that are on the market?
Well, I think overall, with the Barbieri, you have one of the most versatile technologies in our industry. Basically, when you go for a Barbieri, you make sure that it can do everything you need to do measurement-wise in your print shop, mm-hmm. and that is huge. So let's say a customer is just started with sign and display, then he has with the Spectro FB, he has the right tool, and then the next month or the next year, he wants to add some dye sublimation, some textile printers. With the Barbieri, he is already ready to do this next step and get his company to the next level, because the Barbieri has all the technologies and all the features needed to serve all the different markets in order to also measure all kind of different materials, which in the end is the most important thing. I measure paper-like material tomorrow, mm-hmm. I measure textile, I would still want the same accuracy, I want the same repeatability, and Barbieri makes sure that whatever job you need to do, it delivers the best color.
And Barbieri and Color Concepts, you guys partner with the major OEMs, and tell us a little bit about that relationship and what you bring to the table to help support those relationships with your OEM partners.
Yeah, so basically, Jeff, we try to partner with all of them. Mm-hmm. There is really nothing we do not want to do. And we, to tell a little backstory, Color Concepts is the official Barbieri representative for North America.
Right.
So, of course, we from Color Concepts, whenever a customer has an issue, question, or wants to know what if the application works, they can always ask us and say, hey, I want to do this and this. Is this possible? And we are always able to help to find a solution and to follow up with him. In order to third-party softwares, we really work with the from starting from Onyx to Caldera to Ergosoft to InEdit to I don't really want to name all of them because I might miss someone, but on our website there is there's a link where customers can easily check if their software is supported. But whatever the customer has, whatever system he has, we always find a solution to make the system run and work and perform from day one.
You know, I had heard years ago when I was introduced to Barbieri that these were the Cadillac of spectrophotometers, and was wondering what are some of those ingredients that go into the technology that gives you guys the reputation that you have?
I think there are many little things that make one big that make the big picture. Mm-hmm. But I would say usually the Barbieri devices are very easy to use and at the same perform with very, very high accuracy and repeatability. So even though an expert can probably do a lot more, already the first time user already will open the box and within a few minutes already start doing the job. There's only very, very little room to do any kind of measurement mistakes, since the system, the LFP system, is a full automatic device. It takes away already a lot of pain of like manual measuring. So really the operator just sets it up, pushes a button in the software, and the measurement job is done within a few minutes without even potentially making any room for mistakes. On the other hand, we have also a manual solution. It's called the SpectroPad. The advantage there is it's phenomenal portability. So basically you don't need a computer to operate the system. It comes with a touch screen with a kind of built-in firmware. So you can do like onboard process control with that device. By just measuring a few lines, it already the device itself gives you feedback if you're printing within specifications or not, which is huge for the operator. So he just says, okay, before I start my print job, I just need to real quick check if the printer performs as it should. With the SpectroPad, within 30 seconds, he has a green yes or a red no. And when he has the green yes, he can just start printing. So it's the combination of, as you already said, it's very easy to use, and at the same time, the high technical output.
And nowadays, with advances in the technology that you guys supply, we're providing printers with a much higher level of automation and error-free quality management. And which device would you point to that provides the customer with the most automation?
We have this full automated machine, the Spectro LFP QB, in its latest version. And the beauty of this machine is obviously that you can measure every kind of material and application, which is very important because you want to reproduce your colors on maybe a flag or a textile banner. at the same time as you mentioned, on a car wrap material. So having this opportunity to switching technologies, like for instance with the Spectral FPQB, you have switchable measurement aperture, so you cannot only just measure with a small aperture. You have 2, 6, and 8 millimeters. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the 8 millimeter aperture is better, thinking of textiles, but sometimes also the small aperture has its advantages. If you then have to measure in backlit for light boxes or backlit material, the Spectral FPQB is the only device that can do that. So having this unique tool to do everything, allowing to reproduce colors on every material, mm-hmm. is a big advantage for the customer, of course. And again, with the process control, for instance, with the Spectral FPQB, there is also a sensing unit. It's like a camera support, which gives also the option if you measure distorted targets, like if you have very, very, very difficult textiles to measure, with this camera support, the camera detects the center of each patch, mm-hmm. allows also very accurate results on every textile material. So having one device which delivers multiple solutions for multiple materials is an advantage for a print shop, definitely. And always keeping in mind, you want to have the same color or reproduce the same color on every imaginable material that exists today, and therefore you need a technology that allows you to do that.
And I'd also like to hear about the SpectroPad for our listeners that aren't familiar with the device. I see them in a lot of wide format shops or signage printers. And these are very versatile because they're so mobile. You're not tethered to a computer or to a power outlet because they're battery operated and Wi-Fi enabled.
Well, think of the SpectroPad like your little portable, mm-hmm. high-performing measurement device. The key is really with this SpectroPad, you don't need a computer, so you basically run around wireless. It has Wi-Fi inside. It has a touch screen. Mm-hmm. Everything is on board. So whatever application requires a lot of movement of the measurement device, what requires a lot of material handling, think of your flatbed printer where you don't necessarily want to cut media all the time. Right. You just want a device to place there and run the job. Every of these applications is doable with a SpectroPad. I would see one of the biggest advantages is the embedded process control. It's really, with the Barbieri DOC, you really have this simple pass-fail report directly on the touchscreen, gives the operator for every application, for dye sublimation, for other textile printing, for commercial printing, for flatbed printing, for whatever, gives the operator the opportunity before running the printer to check, okay, my printer still prints within the specification. And this is not limited to only a few materials, but this applies to every material.
Right.
So having this versatile automatic Spectral FPQB to set up printers, to create profiles, backlit profiles, and in addition having a SpectroPad, this portable little quality control body of yours to go around the print shop to just check regularly, do I still print the same as before, or do I still print within specification, having a yes or no, gives you a huge power to your print shop.
And nowadays we have a lot of digital devices that are doing some unique things with embellishments, foils, metallics, different types of spot coating. And how is it that you guys are able to support some of those type of customers that may have very unique situations that they want to try to control in addition to your normal ink on paper?
Oh, yeah, sure. I think this ties into the Barbieri philosophy. So for every also very special application, there is a solution. Usually, when the customer comes to us and say, hey, can I do this? Color Concepts has a team of color scientists, color engineers behind that, who can recommend to the customer already, okay, you want to measure this material, you need to be aware of this and this, and then it should work. So we give also the opportunity to come on site and help the customer to set up the whole measurement job correctly.
Right.
So we basically consult the customer, and then he knows, okay, I can expect good results back. And of course, there are little tricks, like it might require some additional filter and some additional little tips and tricks, mm-hmm. but we are able to provide them. So there's really no application that we cannot do.
And talk to us about Barbieri's support for the textile market. Digital textile devices and the new technology has pushed color management and color quality much higher than it used to be in the textile industry.
Like a year ago, we also launched the Spectro LFP QB textile edition,
mm-hmm.
which is a dedicated version to serve that market better, because we studied a lot of applications and found out that with textile, indeed, it's very difficult to measure textiles. So it's not so much about the final application. Mm-hmm. If it's the print becomes a dress or a curtain or whatever, that depends on the customer. But it's very difficult sometimes to measure the color on textiles correctly. Imagine you have a material like silk or material that stretches a lot. So we just found out that textiles require different handling, and therefore we developed some solutions to actually make that whole textile workflow way more accurate. The idea is basically, as mentioned before, with the sensing unit, with the camera system, mm-hmm. that we are able to, whenever you print a target on your textile material and you place it on a sample holder, textiles often tend to stretch, or they tend to shift a lot. So we needed a system to, even if the target is very distorted, to actually tell the device exactly what point he needs to go to measure, mm-hmm. and get the most accurate values. That's why the camera system supports this. The camera detects the whole target, detects the center of each batch, and tells the device, okay, you will need to measure here, here, and here.
I see. So
furthermore, we of course needed a dedicated sample holder, because again, you can have the best system, but if the material does not stay fixed, then it's kind of difficult to measure.
And you're talking, and that's a unique feature, because a lot of systems that don't use that type of technology, when they scan the patch, and it's not in the right position, or it doesn't detect the little bar, there's some type of distortion to the patch, you'll get measurement errors and detection errors. And I believe Barbieri eliminates that problem using the camera system, correct?
Exactly. I think that's one of the biggest fields for making mistakes, to just not have the right placement of the target, and actually then measuring something wrong, just collecting wrong results. And with the Barbieri Spectro LFP QB textile edition, we want to avoid that pain for the customer, because the machine does everything in automatic. You just place it there. The mm-hmm. best way you can, you lay it down on this dedicated sample holder for textile, which actually keeps the textile as flat as possible. And still, if it's distorted, with the help of the camera, the device knows exactly what point to measure. And that is a huge help. And this helps to make this whole textile workflow way more accurate. And this applies to every textile material you can imagine and you want to print on.
Victor, you mentioned Color Concepts and Color Concepts supporting Barbieri, and I'd like to hear more about what you guys do there. You have a very unique team that's involved in R&D, direct integration of the devices, handling a variety of different challenges that some of your customers may face in the area of quality and quality management.
Yeah. So So the little backstory is that Color Concept since many years already supports the Barbieri brand in the US, running the technical service center and running the support, running the logistics, and now also like taking over the distribution. The service that Color Concept brings is, so Barbieri basically is the hardware manufacturer. It delivers a device. Color Concepts has all the knowledge in how to use the device, how to do the best, I would say, how to provide the best measurement results, how to operate the device the best, and so really gives this additional value of consulting, so that the customer, whenever he has like, okay, customer usually tries to achieve something, he needs a measurement technology, he knows that, but he wants to have a good printing environment.
Right.
He needs everything to run. And Color Concepts, with its color engineers and color scientists, is able to transfer all this knowledge, not just how to use the device, but also how to make best measurements, how to analyze the data, and gives this knowledge to the customer. So the customer has with this combination, the customer has everything he needs. Mm-hmm. And what we also have is a large testing lab with different kind of printing technologies. The testing lab sits in Salt Lake City, very convenient, close to the airport. Right. And basically there's a lot of printers talking about HP printers, Mimaki printers, and so on. And basically what we can do for customers, which can be media manufacturers, can be end users, we are able to do media certification for them.
I see.
This is a program we run. For example, we run the HP media certification, where a media manufacturer, for instance, is our customer. He sends in his media and wants us to run different testings. So it's not just creating profile, but it's more testing actually the material. And after that, we can HP certify that media for the media manufacturer, which is a service we do.
And as well, you guys have resources and quite a large knowledge database that's also in Europe as well.
So Color Concepts has a 16 years of experience. Also there, everything started in Europe. There's a huge testing lab in the Netherlands with all kind of different printing technologies. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, over all those years, all our scientists, our engineers have seen a lot of, I would say, different issues, the most common issues, and have faced a lot of customer questions across the globe. So we do, of course, this consulting services. It's not only tied to the US, but we also see the rest of the world. And of course, this made us to gain a lot of experience in the field of printing. So when we come in, we usually already kind of, okay, this is a common issue, we have seen that, and we have already the opportunity to provide a solution for that.
Right.
So that is what makes us kind of unique, to not be just based in one place, but have all this experience collected together over all those years, seeing hundreds and thousands of different medias, materials, how they behave, what potential issues they had, seen many different printer technologies, have them actually in-house as well, to allow us to do some testing beforehand, and so this, all of this together, and summarizes our experience and our value we can give to customers.
And that brings to mind one of your solutions called ColorBase. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure, Jeff. So with the ColorBase, we are providing a database for usually this can be a printer manufacturer or material manufacturer who needs a database to store and provide to his customers a dedicated set of profiles. Mm-hmm. So it's basically every material manufacturer who says, okay, I want to sell my media to the customers, and I want to give them something, a profile, so they can start working. And they need, in order to do that in a nice way, you need some sort of database. And the Colorbase can be this system for you. So you can tailor-made that to your company, and then customer logs in and looks for different printer media combination, and a profile pops up, and he can download that and use that for his needs. So it's a service we provide. We test the material, and we make sure that customers worldwide or to a dedicated region have access to working profiles.
That's a huge benefit, to be able to provide quick and easy access for common combinations of devices and materials within that database. But also, you guys support the ability to make custom profiles. Often we find ourselves targeting specific standards and specifications like Grackl and G7, and we need to make custom profiles on site. Sometimes the users will change materials based on the economics as well. There's, you know, sometimes 40 to 50 different substrates. Obviously, you can't make a custom profile for it. Well, you could if you had the time, but that's usually not the right use case for customization of common materials. There's usually groups and buckets and categories based on white point and the substrate. But you guys support that as well, to do that customization to target those specific standards, like I mentioned before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my take on this would be, of course, you already mentioned there will be customers with a lot of material, and it's impossible to profile them all of them at once. That's for sure. But that's why, as I said, we also want to transfer knowledge, to give the customer the power to do his own profiling. Of course, he needs instrumentation for that. But if you already mentioned like 40 different materials, and then tomorrow will be 80 or 100, whatever, having that, giving him the power to do his own profiling at some point, of course, takes away the pain, because he will see that at some point the customer will be able to do his own profiles, and with having all that knowledge that Color Concepts has and Barbieri gives to the customer, and of course there will be still questions. Mm-hmm. Having implemented a quality control system, and this is absolutely necessary, in my opinion, having something like the Barbieri, the SpectroPad, the DOC, that tells you yes, you're printing correctly, or no, there might be an issue. And we might not know exactly the issue, but we can give him a very good direction to troubleshoot his issue. And already knowing that when the customer is printing now something that will be waste, already be able to stop that print job saves him a lot of pain and a lot of money. And of course, as you said before, yes, there are a lot of different materials, and it will be impossible to have profiles for all of them. But at least we give him a good basis to start with, and then the customer will just need to implement a little bit of color management in his own print shop, with a focus on quality control. And whenever something is off, as it often happens, then of course Color Concepts is there, takes the call, and can be helpful in how to use the device or how to get the color straight.
And Victor, thank you so much for spending your time with us today and talking to us about Barbieri and Color Concepts, and look forward to working with you in the future. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye, Jeff. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Gamut Podcast. If you have ideas, suggestions, or would like to join us or even sponsor future podcasts, simply email me at jcollins@idealliance.org. That's jcollins@idealliance.org. Take care and have a productive day.